the improvement, the change that you choose to make. That when we learn how to write out the proper words, that will bring about the right picture, that will bring about the right emotion. Then the next step in the next segment will be how to put it into our system through visualization and imagery. Right now, we want to be able to write out the right trigger tool. So I want to encourage you to jot these things down as we go. You will find it in your workbooks that you will have. You'll find it on the audio tape that you will have, the information that you will be able to use later on. But this is so important that I must continually emphasize. This is where you're going to deliberately control the growth and the change that you want, personally and or collectively in your group. Now, the first thing we must recognize as we write out this trigger tool, that all of our affirmations must be, first of all, what we call personal. So when we talk about writing an affirmation and we talk about making it personal, most of your affirmations will start with I am or I have, it's easy for me. So the words as you describe the change will be written with I am, I have, it's easy for me, but you're trying to put yourself into the picture. I cannot affirm for somebody else. I can't affirm my salespeople are meeting their quota, but I can affirm because of my leadership and inspiration. See, I can affirm a change in me that will make a change in you. I cannot affirm my children are loving. I can't affirm that the way I show as an example, warmth and love to each person in my family, it causes my children to be warm and loving to each other. So in writing out affirmations, you cannot write one to make a change in another person. You can change your characteristic, your quality, your behavior that will get and elicit the response from your clients or from the people you're leading or from your family. So all of your changes will be inside you to make the change outside of you. It will sound, first of all, to you, many of you, very selfish. I'm just talking about me. Well, of course, you cannot change somebody else with an affirmation or visualization. I can change, though, the way I treat you. I can change the way you would respond to me through my relaxed behavior or through my inspiration. See? So the changes, first of all, are in me and not in you. And then secondly, in writing out our affirmations, they must all be written in a positive vein. So when we talk about positive, we want to see what it is that I want. The quality and the characteristic that I am moving toward. Not the behavior I choose to leave behind. Remember, if we move towards what we think about and we write out a description of what we're trying to leave behind, we will be drawn still in that direction. And if we do record what we visualize, we must not visualize the habit, the characteristic, the behavior, the quality that we're trying to leave behind. To affirm I'm not as big a slob as I once was, right, would give me quite a picture of what a slob I once was. And I would wonder, why are I not changing? See, I keep affirming. But you see, I would be keep getting, what, the old picture. John Roberts, one of my partners, was doing a program in a community in Eastern Washington. We were taking care of the whole community, schools and the doctors and the whole city government, everybody. And one of his assignments was to work with his junior high school children. And he had this group of kids, this girl, for instance, who came out off the gym seats to walk out. She said, well, I've got this problem in basketball. She said, I just can't shoot free throws. said, every time I shoot a free throw, she said, it doesn't even hit the basket. Well, tell me, what do you think your problem is? And she said, oh, well, when I shoot, my elbow's out here, and my hand goes like that, and I can't follow through. I'll never forget. John said to her, well, tell me, what would it be like if you didn't have the problem? Oh, she said, well, my elbow would be in here, and my arm would go like this, and then my hand would go like that. See? You know, he said, well, just think about what it would be like if you didn't have the problem a few times and pretend like you are shooting. And right in front of all of her friends and many of the kids in school, she hit 13 out of 15 like that. But you see, what had she been concentrating on? The rock in the middle of the road. She'd been concentrating on her problem. See, I've got this terrible problem. What would it look like if you didn't have the problem? Oh, my elbow would be in here, and I've got these ugly fingernails. What would it be like if you didn't have the problem? Oh, I'd have nice, beautiful, long fingernails. I've just got this terrible problem with my temper. What would it be like if you didn't have it? Oh, I'd be calm and poised and at ease. See? You know, people just don't listen to me when I talk. What would it be like if you didn't have the problem? Oh, people would listen to me when I talk. See? So what we're talking about is positive. What is the quality, the characteristic that we choose to have? Does that make sense? You see how easy that is. Just remember the elbow. What would it be like if we didn't have the problem? Oh, well, it would be inside. So as you write your affirmation, you may observe things you want to change, but let's not look at the elbow out. Let's say, what will it be like? Oh, my elbow will be in, and I'll just follow through. So positive, the quality and the characteristic that we choose to move toward. Now, very important, or it won't work, it must be written in the present tense. Present tense. All of your affirmations will be in the now. So you will visualize yourself at the weight you choose to be, even though you're not there yet. You will write out your affirmations as though you are at the income level you desire to be, even though you're not there yet. Your fingernails would already have been growing out, even though they're not there yet. You will be the dynamic salesperson that you always wanted to be, even though you're not there yet. You will be the very firm, smooth, closing person that you always want to be, even though you're not there yet. You will be the very patient person in a crisis, even though you're not there yet. You will always write out your personal changes as though it's done. It's over with. I'm there now. Make sense? Okay. Now, number four, you want to write out your goals in an achieved manner. By achieved manner, we mean do write your affirmations and affirm the quality, the characteristic, the behavior, not an ability. When we affirm abilities like, and I'm going to put this down, I'm going to cross it out, I can be a good father. That's an ability. I can be a dynamic leader. I can be a warm person. I can be smart. I can be loving. See, that already is true. It won't make any change whatsoever in you. So when you affirm, you must affirm not the ability, because you have the ability. You must affirm the quality, the characteristic, the change that you desire. Does that make sense to you? See, to affirm I am a loving father, oh no, is different than affirming I can be a loving father. But I'm not. See, I can be rich, and I can be handsome, and I can be, yeah, I know I can be, but I'm not. But to affirm I can be at a particular weight, or to affirm I am at that weight, makes a whole bunch of difference. I can be a lot of things. It has nothing to do with making the change inside of us. So you want to affirm the quality and the characteristic, not the ability to be. So when I put I can up, I'm going to cross that out. I want to insist that you affirm the action, the activity, not the ability. Very important also when you write out our affirmation that you do not compare yourself to others. This is a mistake that many people might make. When they write out their affirmation, they may say, I am a better leader than George. I am a better mother than my sister. I am the best salesman in our company. Your company might not be too good. Now, the only thing that we must recognize here is that people who use others to grow through comparison, they'll look around and say, well, I'm better than Claxton at, oh, but I'm not as good as Terry. So you will always find somebody that you're better at to put a great big old positive weight on your attitudinal balance scale, but you will always find somebody that you are not as good at to put a negative weight on. Keep in mind that the only person that you are in competition with is you. Your old habits, your old fears, your old attitude, you're not in competition with anybody. What will hold me back, Lou Tice back, is my fears, my reluctance to try things, my poor habits, my lack of skill. So I am not concerned about what you do. I'm concerned about what I do. Now, that doesn't mean that I don't look around and say, I like the way you raise your children. I like the way you run your company. I like the way you are outgoing when you go to work. See? So you can take, that isn't comparing. That's just saying, I like the quality. I'll take that quality and make it a part of me. Like I would look at the Jack Bennies, as I mentioned, or I would look at the Bill Cosbys, or I'd look at the Bishop Fulton Sheens, and I would look at the Billy Grahams. I like the way they teach. I like the way they present. I want that quality. I like the hand motions and the timing of Jack Benny. Oh, I'll program that in. I used to study flamingo dancers for finger movements. See, I would study all kinds of movement and teaching styles, and then I would program it into me. See? Then I'm as good as or better than. It's just I look at the quality or characteristics and then program those into me. A difference. See? Now, when we write out our affirmations, number six is we want to put in action words. Words that will trigger movement. This is a moving picture that we are creating. It is not a still snapshot. We want it to make as lifelike and real as we can. So when you write out your affirmations, include words like, I quickly, I smoothly, I easily, I violently, I explosively, I slowly. See? Put in words that will create movement in your imagery. Also, what we want, number seven, are words that will trigger emotion or feeling. I warmly, I lovingly, I excitedly, I joyously. You want to put words in to your trigger tool that will create powerful emotion in you. I will show you when we get into imprinting that the more emotion, all the studies show, the faster the change. The more emotion, the faster the change. Now, there are certain words that you will use that will bring emotion to you that wouldn't to me. So each person must find words that trigger the right kind of emotion for the right kind of situation. Okay? Now, it's very important when we write out our affirmations that we have accuracy, or what we might call clear definition. Accuracy. What we're talking about is, in order to get a specific skill or a specific picture, we must use as accurate a definition as possible. Therefore, you will see writing out the exact income that you choose is important. The exact weight that you choose to be. A mistake is oftentimes made without clear definition. We become so vague. We say, I am a good mother, might be an affirmation that would be very vague. What does that mean? How are you going to get a picture of that? Now, the accuracy might be, I read to each child just before they fall asleep at night. I handle each tantrum firmly, fairly, and quickly. I read to Mary to improve her self-esteem several times a day. I look for ways to encourage George to be a happy, productive person. I discipline my children with firmness, fairness, and consistency. So you are being very, very specific as you write out your affirmation. If it was an athletic event, you say, I'm a good golfer, won't do it. You will make an affirmation about your short game. You will make an affirmation about your drive. You will make an affirmation about your putting. You will make an affirmation about when it rains and when it's dry. You want to get very clearly defined. You will break down the qualities and characteristics and the skill levels you need to perform your job, your task, at what you do. When we work with athletics, we break it down into each play. We break it down into each technique, and we visualize and program in each technique. Otherwise, it's like going to the restaurant, sitting down, and when the waitress comes to take your order, you say, bring me some food. She might say, would you be a little more specific, please? Oh, yeah, I'll take a double cheeseburger and a chocolate shake. Oh, now I can go after it. See? But the vagueness will not do. So accuracy, clear definition, is essential. Number nine, it's very important that we have balance. By balance, I want you, and we start writing out our goals, to look at yourself as a total person, breaking your life up into many segments that it does make up, and I'll help you later on with this. Balance is so essential because this is so powerful. That you will want to grow in your spiritual life. You will want to grow in your family life. You will want to grow in your vocational life. You will want to grow in your health. You will want to grow in your social life. You will want to grow in your recreational life. You may want to grow in your educational life, and so on. What makes up the totality of me as a person? It is essential that you affirm the totality. Otherwise, you will find yourself obsessively moving out of balance. You're messing around with very strong, strong tools. By using imagery, you're going to create a gestalt, and you're going to create a movement, so you don't want to spend all the time on the job and no time with your family. You won't want to grow financially and lose your health. You won't want to become at the top of the world and find out nobody loves you or likes you, or you could care less about yourself. You are very capable of making many affirmations at the same time. I insist if you take these techniques that you always affirm totality of person. You always affirm balance for you. or don't mess with it. And as we work on this, the next one is to be realistic. What is realistic? We will explore this in greater depth later on. But as Geraldine and Flip Wilson puts it, as an easy measurement, what you seize is what you get. But you've got to see it in the first person present tense. So the person says, well, I can't see myself doing that. I can't see myself living like that. I can't see myself being patient like that. I can't see myself looking like that. Then you won't. Back it up to where you can. You must be able to see it experientially, first person, present tense. So if it's too far out, you can see other people doing it, but I can't see me doing it. So it's vitally important then that you can experience it, but don't put it too close to you. There will be no energy or drive or motivation to go after it. If you put it too far out, you cannot imagine it. Most people believe it's easiest at about a 50% validity or believability factor, where it's out just far enough that it's exciting, but not so far out that it's unimaginable, would be an accurate way of doing it presently. I'm going to, though, destroy reality for you in a little while. But right for now, just be realistic. Don't go out and ask your wife what you think you ought to be. Don't go out and ask your parents or your peers. They're going to say, you, why, I knew you when you were in school. Why, you couldn't do this and you can't do that. Oh, well, I guess you're right. So we don't need to solicit others. What do you believe is good for you? And the last one for now is to keep all of your personal affirmations to yourself. Do not share your affirmations that are personal in nature inside of you with others. The qualities, the characteristics, the habit changes, the improvements that you want to make. Later on, we will show you how to group goal set, husband and wife, teams, companies, departments. But right now, I'm talking about if you choose to be patient. Don't share your affirmation with your spouse. When you have a temporary setback, she may say, well, this junk isn't working for you, is it? I thought you were going to be patient. Now, that's a push if I've ever seen one. And what happens when you get pushed, you automatically push back. I thought you were going to be a pleasant human being. Isn't that what you were going to affirm? It's not working for you, is it? Now, if they don't know, they can't hurry you. And the old saying used to be what? Set a goal to stop smoking. Set a goal and then tell everybody so you can't back out. What is the fallacy in that? Now your goal becomes what? A have to. And you, being the quality and dignified person that you are, will even resist the growth if it's for your benefit. So if nobody knows, then they can't encourage with all the have-tos and why don't yous and etc. We'll get much more into detail about team goal setting, what you share, with whom you share it. And you see, don't take this literally, because if you eventually get into setting goals outside of you, if you have goals set for a house and you're not going to share it with your spouse, you may end up with two of them, each one living in a different one. Okay, so we can't just take this literally that this is the way things are. And when it comes time to raising children and planning qualities of growth in them, then cooperative goal setting is essential. But for now, the habits, the qualities, and the characteristics that you choose to make in you, do not share them with anyone. In the next sessions, we're going to show you techniques for imprinting these goals. Many people have been involved in management by objectives. Programs like management by objectives are incomplete, because once we write our goals down, we think we've got it, and we put them into a drawer. And you have seen and you know now that that is not the end, it's only the beginning. The change takes place when we visualize. So the next session will be how to visualize, how to imprint. That is the most important ingredient now that we know how to write our goals.
This concludes this session.
And pretend as though the change that you want has already taken place. That the change that you desire in that characteristic or that habit has already taken place. Now just describe yourself in your mind. And then all I want you to do then is to write your description down. It's that simple. Step ahead. See yourself as though the change that you desire has already taken place. And then in your mind, just tell yourself how you behave, how you act, how you feel. In a one-sentence definition. Then you just write it down, and that's your affirmation. It's that simple. So, after you have written it like that, it might do well to go back and check on all the guidelines. To see if you have action words, emotion words, present tense. That you're not comparing with others. But the simple form of writing an affirmation. Say, let's just try one. Let's just practice one here for a moment. Could you all do this? Can you think of a habit that you would like to have? Could you think of a habit that you might like to improve on or change? Now, if you can't think of one, maybe ask a friend that you know. They'll be happy to tell you where that might take place, okay? So you ought to be able to find one, right? Now, would you do this? Now that you picked it out in your mind, would you step ahead a couple of months in your mind? Now, see yourself as though you now have that habit. See yourself as though the change has already taken place. Describe yourself to yourself in your mind a moment. Now, take your pen very quickly and just write the description down. Just take your pen and just write the description down. In a one-sentence definition, just let it flow out. Now, if it needs to be more than one sentence, then make two affirmations. And then you would just make two affirmations. Now, once you've completed this, see, Terry or Ken, it would just be an automatic personal positive present tense affirmation, because you've already written it into the present tense, then, see, as though you already possess the characteristic or the quality of the habit. Let's just try one more for fun, just an easy one. Is there somebody that you know, very close friend, a child, a spouse, a parent, that you could be expressing more warmth and more love to than you presently are? Or are you already using your potential? If you're not, could you just step ahead 2 months, see yourself with that person, showing the warmth and the love that you know you have the potential to share. So you step ahead 2 months, see yourself as though the change or the quality within you has already taken place. Now describe yourself. How are you behaving towards that person? Think about it in your mind. How would you be expressing that love? Then just take very quickly with your pencil and write the description down. See? And that becomes your present tense affirmation. Just write the description down. Then you might go back and check all the guidelines. Is it personal? Is it positive? Is it present tense? Am I affirming an ability, or am I actually affirming the behavior? Does it have emotion? Does it have action? Is it accurate? All the kind of guidelines that we had talked about before. Let's just try one more. Let's just work on leadership, for instance. Do you have any potential to be a better leader than you are at the present time? At work, or socially, or at home? If you have the potential to be a better leader, let's just step ahead 2 months and see ourselves as though the change that we desire has already taken place. We are leading our people at work. We are leading the people in the community. We are doing what it is that we choose to do as though the change has already taken place. Describe yourself in your mind. How would you be leading? Now write the description down. And as you write it down, it will turn out to be a personal, positive, present tense affirmation. Now, just for fun, let's try one more. And then later on, in between sessions, you can write your own, and I'll show you much more about how to write them out and what to do. There's much, much more to come on clear defining and how to write them and what to write and so on as we proceed. But I just wanted to let you know how to. And then we're going to go into the visualization. Are you as healthy? Do you have your weight just about where you want it? Or do you have the potential to be at a more ideal weight? Okay, what I would like for you to do is to step ahead 2 months and see yourself looking or being at the ideal weight and or size for you at your present age or whatever. See, not like you used to be way back at high school necessarily, but for your present age and where you are at the present time and activity level. What would be ideal for you? Step ahead 2 months. See yourself as though the change has already taken place. Like maybe you're stepping on the scale and it would roll to the desired weight. What would that weight be? And write it out. After you describe it to yourself, then write it down. It might sound now like I look and feel good at 121 pounds. Okay? I'm proud of the fact that I weigh. And you would go ahead and put it in. Okay? If I was going to ask you, well, how much do you weigh? Well, I weigh. Now the change is taking place. And eventually you will do the same with income, you will do the same with any characteristic, quality, or habit. That's that easy. Now let's move right along and see how then do we imprint those affirmations. How do I make it a part of my subconscious process? Once you have your affirmation written out, then with regularity, day by day by day, you're going to take the time to imprint through visualization into your subconscious yourself being that person with that characteristic, that quality, that habit, that improvement. It's a three-step process. After having written out your affirmations and transferred them on the 3x5 cards that you can keep by your bed or keep a set in your pocket, then what you'll do is you'll take out your cards or your affirmations and you will read the words of your affirmation. Now, if you just read the words of your affirmation, it will make a take, but only a small take, if that's the only step that you go through. So you read the words of your affirmation, and if that's all you're going to do, I would recommend that you read it to yourself and repeat that affirmation by reading it 10 times. But if you want to make it happen easier and quicker and faster, then you only need to read it once. If you picture in your mind yourself being that person, if you picture in your mind or imagine yourself in that leadership role, or you imagine yourself stepping on the scale and seeing the weight roll on the scale to the exact weight that you desire to be, looking into the mirror using mirror imagery and seeing yourself looking the way you choose to look at that weight. Maybe where you shop, you know, they have colored tags indicating various sizes. See yourself going to the colored tag section where you ordinarily don't go. But now that you're at your desired weight, you automatically go to that section. Hear comments coming to you of people telling you how nice you look. See, how do you tell what you weigh now? Well, you step on the scale. People tell me. I look in the mirror. Same thing. But instead of seeing the old picture, the written words that you're writing out, personal positive present tense, will trigger the new picture. And it's as though it rolled to that scale, weight one time. Now, if you choose to have it happen even faster, then you want to feel the emotion that comes along with that accomplished end result, the pride, the feeling of accomplishment. So, the more emotion, the faster the take. So really, it's a three-step process. You read the words of your affirmation. Close your eyes and visualize or imagine, which is the same thing as picturing yourself being that person. Then feel the emotion that comes right along with it. Okay, then what do? You go on to your next affirmation. You would read the words of your second one, close your eyes and picture yourself being, and then feel the emotion of the accomplished end result. And then what do? You go on to your next affirmation. And you read the words of that affirmation, close your eyes and picture yourself being that warm, loving, gentle person with your child. And feel the emotion that comes with it. And then what do? You go on to your next affirmation. You will have between maybe 15 and 30 affirmations by the time you get through at one time. I would recommend no more than that. Okay? Now, it seems like a lot, but it's not. It will take you about 15 minutes in the morning and 15 minutes at night to go through this process of affirming and imprinting. But that's all it takes. And what you must then learn to want or to do is to develop this affirming process into a habit. So I would recommend one affirmation for all of us. I enjoy making my affirmations regularly. Because it is a new habit that you're putting in. To start out with, you'll go out, like many of us, on the conscious level, doing our affirmation. But then it will go back to our old way, remember? We go back to what is automatic for us. So what we want to do then is to use imprinting to imprint this new habit of affirmation. So that ought to be one special affirmation that we would all choose to make. Now, some of us may not be able to get a very clear picture. Some people, they hear more, or they sense more, or they feel more than they do actually visualize. Do we have any people that are like that? That sometimes we don't get a good, clear picture, huh? Okay, sure, always. I oftentimes am that way. Now, sometimes we don't get a clear picture if our affirmations aren't clear enough. We may not get a clear picture if we're not relaxed enough. So the reason I recommend clear definition, of course, is for more clarity of visualization. But also, I would recommend that you're closest to what is called the alpha state of consciousness, the daydreaming state, when affirmations make their greatest take, just before you fall asleep, and just upon awakening in the morning. You're closest to the alpha state. But now, Senyo, you know how, personally, to put yourself into that state anytime. Some people do, through a deep relaxation technique. The closer you get to the daydreaming state, the better the take. So several times a day, you may want to make a specific affirmation. But try to be it when you're most relaxed. Try to do it when you are closest to the daydreaming state. Anytime is okay. But that is when it is most effective at that time. Now remember, when you're affirming, the three-step process of read, picturing, and feeling the affirmation, and then what you do after you've affirmed is don't then today go out and try hard to be what I'm affirming. Just go out and run your day normally. That's all. That's all. And then the next day, read, picture, and affirm, and go out and be you. Remember, we're altering the subconscious. We're altering the subconscious automatic pilot system. We're not concerned about getting hold of the steering wheel or our behavior. Change the picture, and my behavior follows. Now, it will do us very little good if we affirm regularly, deliberately, 2 to 3 times a day, and we allow our careless self-talk to negate it. You follow? Remember, we talked about self-talk, okay? So if we then affirm several times a day, but we allow our self-talk to devalue, to demean, negatively affirm, then what happens is we just put 2 or 3 big old positive weights on our attitudinal balance scale, and about 4 or 5 or 6 negative ones with careless self-talk. So we must develop the habit of controlling our self-talk and deliberately affirming with affirmations written out several times a day. Combination is essential. Whenever you catch your self-talk getting negative and destructive, shut it down and tell yourself the next time I intend to be patient. The next time I intend to be dynamic. The next time I intend to lead in this manner. Follow? Through the combination of both controlling self-talk and the combination of written affirmations for deliberate preparation is absolutely essential. Now, let me give you some examples of visualization. To create the emotion, to create the picture, you can use a borrowing technique where you can go back into what you have done in the past, take the emotion, the flavor from one, and project it into the new. Now, if I was going to give a talk someplace in New York, or I'm going to give a talk someplace maybe in Cleveland where I've never been, what I will do is I have an affirmation, see? That people listen to me when I talk. I have an affirmation about how energetic and how warm and how flowing it is. See? I may make an affirmation also that this will be the best talk that I have ever given in my life. Now, what I will do is I'll get a picture of where I'm going to be speaking. I may get a postcard. I may find something that would show me what the room looks like. And then I'll fill the room full of people in my imagination. And as I read this affirmation, I then may go all the way back to the best thing I ever did when I was in the third grade. And I allow that emotion to fill up in me, and I project myself right on into New York. So I look back and grab that emotion, and I come right forward with that feeling. I may go back to the sixth grade and see myself being captain of the safety patrol, if you could believe it. Okay? And I remember how I felt, and let that emotion fill up, and I project it right on out into that new talk I'm going to be giving. See? I will flip back, grab the emotion, and come right back into New York. And I'll go into the seventh grade when I got to be captain of the football team and how I felt. And I'll let that emotion fill up, and I'll project myself right out into giving that talk in New York. And I will see when I wanted to go after this job and I got it and how I felt. And I'll project myself right on out into giving that talk. And I'll go back and remember the best talk I ever gave. And I'll let that feeling come up inside of me, and I'll project it right on out into New York. Now, I have been there so many times with repetition and repetition that when I go there, what do you think I expect to do subconsciously? It will absolutely, absolutely free flow out powerfully, electrically, vibrantly, enthusiastically. Deliberate preparation of a predetermined outcome. I have not left it to chance. You see, there's a flip side to that recording. Every failure is also recorded there. Every job I went after and didn't get is there. Every dumb thing I ever said is there recorded. And if I would project ahead and see myself talking in New York and remember all the frightening things that have happened to me, I would go in prepared for failure. You see, I've had a lot of bad things happen. One time when I was coaching, I had this little boy drop dead right in front of me from getting hit. And I remember that. And I have an awful lot of other frightening, terrible experiences that are recording me. And as I look at new situations and I flip back and remember those and then come forward to New York, I would be negatively preparing myself, as many do. So what you must do is borrow back from a constructive nature, and it need not be the same, and project in. Now, if you wanted to be a non-smoker, you would write an affirmation, maybe, I enjoy being a non-smoker. Now, you would read the affirmation, close your eyes, and then picture yourself where you normally have a cigarette, maybe after lunch, maybe with coffee, and you would see yourself with nothing in your hand. It would be as though you went without a cigarette one time. You'd record it subconsciously and feel the pride in that accomplishment. Now, that won't make the tape. Remember, it takes repetition, 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 and repetition, and repetition. So you need to affirm many times before you make that change. One time won't do it. And in the meantime, whenever you feel like having a cigarette, go ahead and have one. You don't then throw your cigarettes away. You just keep affirming to change the picture. Once the picture is changed, then you'll stop smoking. And there is no stress. It could very well be also that you're very shy and reserved when you go someplace socially. I would write an affirmation that would sound like this. If I wanted to be open and relaxed when I go someplace, I'd write an affirmation maybe, I feel as relaxed and as open and as warm in new social situations as I do at home with my best friends. Now, could you get a picture of that? So you'd visualize yourself as you read that, being with your best friend. And then you would project yourself into maybe a new social situation. And you would see and sense and feel yourself being with those persons with that proper emotion. And it's as though you did it one time. So you would flip back and then flick up into that. And as you repeat that kind of a scene over and over, your subconscious thinks you've been there like that many times. And then when you actually get into that situation, you will now act like your new self. How? Oh, I'm very warm, relaxed, and at ease, just like you're my old friend. So what you're doing with affirmation is preparing yourself to be the appropriate person that you choose to be. Now you take a look at what you're avoiding. You take a look at areas that you have difficulty in getting yourself to do things in. And you write out affirmations to visualize yourself into that situation the way it would be more appropriate for you to be. You would visualize the skill level if you were in sales. You would visualize the skill levels if you were in management. You would visualize the characteristics and qualities of being a better spouse, the characteristics and qualities of having a good memory. If you want vivid recall, you would visualize yourself when you meet people recalling their names. And your affirmations are written so, and you just project yourself in as though the change has already taken place. And if you want to give a good talk, you just write the affirmation, it's easy for me to talk in front of hundreds of people. And then you write the affirmation and you pretend in your mind like you are talking in front of hundreds of people. But if you get frightened and you get that negative emotion, you've got to stop it right there and you must come back. See, you've got to come back until you get the good emotion. And then you go forward. Otherwise, you'd be courting what you don't want. So that's why we make affirmations. Where do I have potential that I'm not now using? Where would it be personally profitable for me to expand socially, family, athletically, health, spiritually? And then you program through imagery that quality, that characteristic, that habit that you choose to have. And once you get it, then you no longer need to affirm it. You just go out and be you. But you have deliberately controlled and decided what you would be like. And one affirmation that is vitally important that you might affirm is, I show that I'm 100% alive by thinking, acting, and speaking with great enthusiasm. And you would just close your eyes and visualize who you're going to be with. You'd close your eyes and you'd see yourself with that kind of a person. And you would sense the enthusiasm. You'd sense the energy flow, just as though it was occurring to you now. And another one, of course, is, I am an important and valuable person, worthy of the respect of people who are important to me. You see, if you want to build your self-esteem, that is essential. And what you would do is visualize yourself being with your own children, seeing your children running to you, sensing how good you feel with them. And you feel like an important and valuable person and worthy of their respect. You see yourself leading at work and you sense that feeling. You may see yourself with people in your community and doing something of importance with them and sense that feeling. And each time you do it, it is as though you have actually been there. So that's why we affirm, for the repetitive experiential involvement that changes that subconscious image of reality.
This concludes this session.